Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Tes Vav. So Ovadia now is very worried that Eliyahu is going to disappear and that he will be killed by Achav. And a quick word of apology. Earlier, the last couple of days, I think I identified this part of Navi Malachim with the Haftorah of Pinchas. I was off by one. I told you at the time that I wasn't 100% sure. This is actually a Haftorah we lay in frequently, but not all the time, for Kisisa. On years when Kisisa is one of the four Parshios, we do miss this one. It is the next piece of Nach, right after this, much of it Perek Yud Tes, that we will see is the Haftorah for Parshas Pinchas, which I believe the next time we're going to lay in it is the year 2044. So I'm hoping to be alive and well, but I'm not sure I will still be laying Haftoros at the age of 87. But nevertheless, so we continue. Poor Ovadia is worried. Vayomer Eliyahu. So Eliyahu answers, Ovadia Chai Hashem Tzvakos. As we've seen many times, the greatest oath that a true believer can make by the life of Hashem, which means by everything, by eternity, Asher Amadati Lefanov, that I have stood before him, before God, so he's committing himself even more, Ki Hayom Eroeh Elov, that today I will appear to him, to Achav. So be comforted, be confident in the fact that I'm not just going to disappear. So Tezayin Vayelech Ovadyo Likras Achav. So Ovadyo immediately turned around and went to greet Achav and to find him. Vayagidlo, and he told him everything that had happened and that he had found him. Vayelech Achav Likras Eliyahu. And so Achav went to go meet Eliyahu, to go greet him. So Yudzayin Vayichros Achav as Eliyahu. So when Achav found, when Achav ran into Eliyahu and saw him, in a great quote, Vayomer Achav Elov, Achav said to him, Ha'ata zeh ocher Yisrael. Is that you, O troublemaker of Yisrael? Ocher, like my Yeki in-laws like to say, Aufgeret. You Aufgeret Klal Yisrael. You make Klal Yisrael upset. You stir up trouble. So here's Achav, whose fault it is that Klal Yisrael is undergoing this drought, that his kingdom is suffering so badly, but he pins all the blame on Eliyahu. So his own foolishness, which turned his own heart away, he refuses to admit any guilt or culpability or connection to what's happened. Rather, he is the innocent victim. And he says, you're the one. It's your fault, says the Malbim. Because it's your fault that there is no rain. You stopped the rain. How dare you? It's on you. Sorry, that's the Mesudas Dovid. I'm all over the place today. So, Achav is now in dialogue with Eliyahu for the first time that we are seeing. Although we described before, on the way back from the Shiva of Chiel, how Achav was starting arguments and really brought all this on himself. By Yomer. So Eliyahu responds to Achav's accusation, Lo acharti es Yisrael, ki im ata uveis avicha. I have not made trouble among Klal Yisrael. I didn't cause trouble for the Jews. Rather, it is you and the household of your father. Ba'azovchem es mitzvos Hashem. You have abandoned the commandments of God. Ba'telech acharei ha-ba'olim. And you have followed after the new foreign gods. Because remember, the Baal was not a particular favorite of the nations who lived around Klal Yisrael at the time. It was an imported god that you have caused trouble with by bringing this in. And not only that, but you can't even be charged with following the popular sentiments of the people and doing what they wanted. You led them into trouble, you and your father's household. So that's interesting too. Shaul HaMelech's big problem, one of them, was the idea that he was always worried about a popularity contest. And so he followed the will of the people, even when they led him astray. He wasn't a strong enough leader. Achav has the opposite problem. He's a tremendously strong leader. But he's a strong leader who leads in the wrong direction. He's a misleader, in a manner of speaking. So Eliyahu HaNavi knows something right here at this moment. And he knows that he has Ahav right where he wants them, because Ahav is desperate by this point. It's been 3 years of drought. The people are suffering. The animals are dying. Remember, they went out to go find water just for the animals. Ahav is in no position, no matter how stubborn and how he talks big back to Eliyahu. He is in no position to be able to deny anything Eliyahu tells him to do. And so Eliyahu is going to tell him to set up a very public demonstration of the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to discredit the Baal and the Baal's priests. In again, one of the most famous stories of Tanakh, as we're going to see. Now, this is more than he had been commanded to do. He had been commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take pity on the people and send them, Hashem has taken pity, and will send them rain. And that's what he's supposed to announce. But Eliyahu wants to glorify the Shem Hashem. And he knows that he is doing the right thing even beyond what he was commanded. In a way, hopefully, to bring the people back in tshuva to Hashem, not just in word, but in deed as well.